Hello. In today's podcast, I'd like to talk a little bit more about how to build up this SEO presence, let's say, so for your website or your blog. So as I mentioned before, basically, it's very important and crucial for every company to have much material on corporate website on and on the blog, on social media. So online presence today gives just immense opportunities to grow businesses, to develop, and that should be kept in mind. Now about the SEO. Definitely you have heard about it, haven't you? Just think a little bit what you know about it. Probably you know about SEO procedure, let's say so. So search engine optimization. This is special, let's say so, technique method to make Google engine find your website or your blog better. How do you think can be done? So of course Google is sort of the analytical machine, analytical engine. So it collects all the website that it has in it, and afterwards it analyzes. In order to classify it, and also to rank and to index it, it generally has to have sort of information about the content which is inside. And here is where SEO can help. So in order for Google to better understand one content and how much it is relevant to the basic topic, Google asks for sort of SEO words. So search engine optimization, that comes basically, those keywords, so to say, they're coming from search that people introduced. In the very first stage of the of that, basically the thing is that people usually introduced some words. For example, if the person was looking for the boots for winter, he would say boots winter New York. And then the sites that would have sort of the most relevant content for that and also will be better optimized with the search will bring that into the top first page, and there is a probability that this particular customer will just buy your product from your website, which is the first in the Google search. But now, today, basically, the situation changes. So as far as people and consumers have so much adapted to the internet, they're using far more different things. For example, they are also using like terms, certain phrases. So today, people usually do not try to describe their needs in these two or three not connecting words. No. On contrary, they connect the words and they also find some creative ways of expression. That is why one of the most important rules in the SEO today is also to put not only keywords, as some Google planners, etc. may give, but also to introduce into your articles some phrases with synonyms, some words also with synonyms. Because you never know how the consumer may generally describe his need. For example, if you have the phrase marketing manager, you can say the managing director for marketing. So you have somehow to find the connections and to look into your mind for the synonyms, for the phrases that look like that, that sound like that, sound similarly, and that put them into the article. And that is very important, basically, because at the end of the day, it greatly optimizes the article. It makes it richer content-wise, and it also helps Google to strategize and to understand what article is good for which sphere. So that is very much recommended. So today, keywords is really... the evolution has happened about that. So today, it's rather the key word phrases that matter, because people explain themselves in Google when they enter the search term more and more complete. So there are many tools basically to understand the SEO, and one of the most important is probably Google planner of keywords, and it's really brilliant. It shows you some statistics, and it's very good to use. So whatever tool that is possible to use, the person, the content writer, has to. But also to keep in mind that writing and basically work with Google search engine is very much about the creativity. So the good copywriter has really to understand what words he's putting into the article, and to find synonyms as much as is possible. So to explain, for example, one matter, one idea in many different phrases, in many different keywords, so that possibly that particular customer who is coming to the website will express him or herself exactly the same. And that is very important, basically, for the modern SEO. So this is a very interesting topic and quite relevant for content marketing. And as I've mentioned in the previous podcasts, marketing, classic marketing and product development is greatly matched today with content marketing, because content marketing tackles virtual presence and it can bring enormous benefit for the business. Again, it can bring even more benefit than classical advertisement. It can shape the way people perceive different brands and it can build up the client's loyalty. And this and many topics will be discussed further on. So I'm greatly inviting you to listen to the podcasts, to read the articles, and have a nice day. Talk to you. Bye-bye.